Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gale Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting second. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting third. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Gil McDougald. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The catcher, Yogi Berra. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Andy Carey. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Norm Seaburn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Larson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Don Larson. And now, play ball. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Seaburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek misplays the ball. That's an error on Kubek. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell takes first base on ball four. Keene moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer hits a line drive into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berra settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a pop-up towards third. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald strikes out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry strikes out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-1 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larson fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-1 in the game. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn strikes out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0-for-1 in the game. Quebec hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle is called out on strikes. One out. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-1 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to first for the out. Quebec moves to second. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson bunts towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Larry moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-2 in the game. Keene hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaline. The throw from Berra and he is safe. Kaline steals second. Gale Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Tony Quebec is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quebec is 0-for-2 in the game. Quebec hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bauer moves to second. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-2 in the game. McDougald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a line drive towards third. Carey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to third. Larry moves to second. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson scores. Larry moves to third. Bowling moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0-for-3 in the game. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Quebec fields it and throws to second for the out. Larry scores. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. One out. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-2 in the game. Berra hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carey takes first base on ball 4. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carey moves to third. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Dittmar now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline strikes out. One out. Gail Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ina Slaughter pinch hits for Hank Bauer. Ina Slaughter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slaughter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harris scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Two outs. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mantle bunts towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gil McDougald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDougald is 0-for-3 in the game. McDougald takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-3 in the game. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virgil fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ina Slaughter now playing right field. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Vera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 2 in the game. Larry strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Carey fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McDougald fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bowling moves to second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Keene strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0 for 3 in the game. Berra hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump pinch hits for Andy Carey. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seaburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and New York Yankees, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.